Why did we decide to do Wednesday night again?
Oh, we got a
No, nah, cause you drank. I haven't drank.
Right, we got a bunch of Brugal.
All right, yeah, you right. I was like, what?
I seen you've been enjoying the one out at your house. Proud of you.
Yo, fam, when no one's home, I crack that bitch open. Just a little bit of lemonade and some mango juice. When this one is done, I'm gonna bring the other one because there's no way I could finish that whole bottle by myself.
Hell no.
Oh my god, I barely, I drank like four cups. And I barely made a dent in it.
It's Jack if you need it.
What? Who's Jack?
Wait, how many Brugals do we have?
Fam, you buy the Brugal. I don't know.
Yeah, but I thought we finished it.
Yeah, it's still me.
All right, James, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Would you rather sweat your pee out? Like, you don't pee, right? And anytime, like, you had the urge to pee, you just sweat it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't smell like pee. It's just sweat, right? So instead of peeing, you just sweat it out all at once. Or would you rather pee, but it's unexpected? Like, you pee once a day, but you never know when it's coming.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I would say that's no off the rip for the first one, but then that second one came in.
I would rather do the second one because, yeah, because I would just have to always keep extra pants and
diapers.
Boxers on deck.
You basically got to wear diapers 24/7. You never know.
No, but it's once a day. Once you do that one pee, you're going to wear diapers no more.
But who knows when the diapers are going to come at 11:59 p.m.?
Yeah, you never know.
Or like 7 a.m.?
I wouldn't want to wear diapers. I would just keep, like, I'd always have a bag with me with an extra set of pants and boxers in it.
What if you piss yourself during a date?
During a date?
Like I said, I'm still have that bag with me.
No, but like mid-walk, like you're walking down like the beach.
Damn. See, if we at the beach, I'm going to have a towel around my waist.
All right. You about to bounce, chicka, wow, wow.
And I just pee?
Oh, insider?
Because like, I don't want to.
Whoa, I didn't like.
It's random, right, nigga.
Right, you're right, but I didn't even want to be like, all right, you get naked and she about to thing. Because
I don't
want to
sweat pee, though.
Yeah, I mean.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said. It doesn't smell like pee. It's
but
just
it doesn't,
sweat.
But this.
But you're, so, but you're not much sweat. You got
to
like.
Yeah,
so like, let's say it's like a day that, you know, you were on the move. You didn't get to drink water like that. It's going to come out very yellow. Very yellow.
Yellow sweat?
Yeah.
Or you could be like the Gatorade commercials.
Oh, purple sweat?
Anything you could do, I could do better.
That would be cool, though. Purple sweat? Purple sweat.
Once you start sweating, you just got to like head to the gym and dunk on somebody.
Purple sweat. Wow. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
You would.
James Aldrin, purple sweat. In stores, September 7th.
niggas got a date for the purple sweat. That's gross.
Show you purple sweat.
No, I'll show you an intro. That's a hit the intro, motherfucker.
Let the intro hit you.
Oh, what? Welcome back, guys, to the Honorable Mention Podcast. This is episode 63. I don't have a special number for 63.
I know, but that's the official homebody number.
It's not. You said that before we started, and I literally said it's 00 because I couldn't think of anything better.
Like I said, I'm number 25.
I don't remember you saying
homebody,
that.
Homebody Ducks becomes a team. It's in the process right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting the football league, and... Number 25, running back.
All right, you got it.
I'm safety.
Safety?
Right. What number is safety?
What number is safety? It could be any number, nigga.
Oh, all right. Yo, fam, I literally said in the post that I'm not the biggest sports guy. I was like, oh, I just like sports logos. Like
But you know what? Safeties do usually have like high numbers, though.
Like in the, sometimes. The 30s or 40s.
Yeah.
Like 162?
Nope.
11.
That's the linebackers usually have like the
50s.
50s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show you 50.
AKA Ferrari
F50.
Got a lot of living.
As always, I am your host, the Homebody Homeboy. This is Chris, and today with me, I brought James and Lou.
Yeah, hey, hey,
nobody, nigga. We got here before you.
All right, yeah. Along with them, they brought me. I mean, the only reason I got here is because I stopped for food for both.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. That's true. Shout out to Chris, man.
And then the only reason I stopped for food for both of them is because I was drunk.
He needed food for himself.
Ain't nobody better to get food one for us than Chris.
A drunk nigga will get you anything that you want. I feel like everybody in their life should have that one drunk friend, because that's just like your clutch friend that is just like down for whatever,
like a genie.
Whenever. Basically, but like for like mid-level things, like french fries and shit like that, and like food, and just like, yo, I need you to come with me to throw rocks through my ex-girlfriend's window
at let's go.
3 a.m. Those are the type of friends you need, your drunk friends.
Yeah, that's true.
Get yourself a Chris.
Get yourself... What?
Yeah, definitely get yourself a Chris.
Nah, I've never done that.
Allegedly.
On air. But how's everybody doing?
We here, man. We in the building.
It's Wednesday night,
guys. It's Wednesday night. We're recording this podcast really early, so that means Marcel is at work. Shout out to Drunk Fu.
We're back to Drunk Fu.
Yeah, we're back to our always. Yo, we haven't done like
a CLJ radio.
We
don't got a song ready, but
I don't have a song ready only because I'm drunk and I didn't plug in the aux cord.
So, James, you're going to have to a couple of this one.
Suck my balls.
threw James off.
Oh, my bad.
I saw a song in his eyes that he was
and just left.
Hey, sing Kiss by a Rose by Seal, nigga. Be Seal, motherfucker.
Hit them notes.
Not AC.
You didn't specify.
No, I think I did. I feel like I did. I feel like I specified enough.
Yeah, I feel like that's something you didn't have to specify.
Yeah, I don't know. But yo, we haven't done a weeknight podcast in a while. So I'm excited to see where this goes. I remember back in the day, I didn't remember 3/4 of them because it would just be so late and I would be drunk and I would be sleepy.
Like now.
And then I would be like me now. So
I got me a Wendy's cup full of Brugai.
I see that.
Nigga got a Wendy's cup.
It's very neat.
Very neat. But how's everybody doing? How y'all doing?
We in the building, man. We alive.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Thankfully, we're alive. We made it to another week.
They're always trying to take me out. So, you know, I'm here.
Who the fuck is they? So I know when. Why are we hanging out if they are after you, James? Nigga don't tell me nothing until I get there and it's too late.
Yeah.
I just want everybody to be just as surprised as I am.
No, that's not. Yeah, but that's not what. That's not what hold everybody on, else wants. Yeah, like wait.
This wasn't in the contract.
Like, wait a minute. Where's Boots? Let's bring Boots back. That nigga had no surprises. What the fuck?
Jesus had no surprises.
Jesus Christ!
Shout out to Boots.
I'd be glad we'd be able to use Boots as a shield.
Yo, all right, but if anyway. We all had hard, long weeks at work.
Bruh.
And one of the things that stuck out to me this week was earlier, I think like Monday, I was wearing, like, I swear to you, by coincidence, I was wearing like all Spider-Man stuff, right? I found like this t-shirt, like the Spider-Man comic book cover t-shirt that I like found at like some store, bought that. So I'm wearing it the next day. And I was already, like, I fell asleep with my Spider-Man watch on. So it's, like, waterproof. So, like, anytime I fall asleep in a watch, like, I'll just wake up, leave it on, go shower.
How wet are you getting when you're sleeping?
Huh?
How wet are you getting when you're sleeping?
Hey, man, listen.
You said it's waterproof.
I meant, like, I'll just wake up the next day,
jump in the shower. Spider-Man watch on.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? Like that. Think you got a waterbed?
But hey. Just in case. Hey, you don't know my life.
I don't.
Anyway. So I also that day I put on a Spider-Man like Marvel dog tag that I had.
Okay.
Just because it was silver and it matched the accents of the watch. So I go to work and I go take a piss and I'm in the bathroom and there's like this dude, as I'm like done and washing my hands, there's this guy and he's like washing his hands next to me and he looks up in the mirror and he goes, big Batman fan, huh? And I was like, ain't no cameras in here, dog. I could fuck you up right now. Like, it was just, Why are you speaking to me at the sink in the like?
But wait, didn't you have Spider-Man stuff?
That was the joke. I feel like that was the joke he was trying to get off, and he's like, ha-ha.
Oh, he was trying to.
I'm assuming.
Are you giving him the benefit of the doubt?
Yes, okay. I can't swear by it. But the thing that pissed me off more was he was one of those guys where he looked like. Like a used car salesman where like the suit that he was wearing was just like a little bit too big for him. And then
he had the fat suit on.
Yeah. And then he had like the Bluetooth headphones. But like that had the wire attached to like the air pieces and shit like that. And then I look on the counter and he has a fucking Android. And I'm like, yo, fam, what makes you think you could talk to me? I was like, I don't care how corny I fucking look right now. What makes you think that you specifically could fucking talk to me right now? Like you fucking have an Android.
I mean, I hope he was joking and he really didn't think that was Batman. Like, I really...
I don't know, but I wanted to fight him so bad.
Because that's completely wrong.
But then he was, like, balding, but still had, like, the S curls in his head. And I was just like, yo, fam, like, I just want to be out of here right
now. So who does he think Batman is then? That's the question. If he thinks Batman is Spider-Man, then who is Batman?
Green Lantern.
Some dominatrix bullshit.
He could say Green Lantern.
Yeah, something that he looks up at night on Pornhub. I don't know. But
wow.
That like looking at his Android and me just being thoroughly disgusted brought me to like a question that I wanted to ask you guys.
Okay.
Would you rather have someone take your charger for your iPhone and you can't find it, which is like constantly like every day, right? That you can't find your fucking charger. Or would you rather have everyone that you talk to in the house or like wherever have an Android? This includes the group chat.
You get the green bubbles?
And you get the green bubbles. Would you have constant green bubbles? You're the only one with an iPhone, or every day when you come home, you can't find your charger?
I think niggas underestimate how like dope iMessage is.
Yeah, they just think that people with iPhones just like love talking about iMessage. It's really convenient.
Yeah, like fam, like if I send a picture to the group chat, it gets there like instantly.
Instantly.
If I send like a group chat to somebody in Android, it gets there like 3 days later. Shit is wild. Like I'll have the perfect service. Like can't send an image. I'm like what the fuck?
That shit always happens.
That shit is the worst. The only time that shit happens to me really is if someone's on the train. Is if like what one of my friends think? Are on the train.
I would rather not be able to find my charger.
You would rather?
Oh, okay.
I would probably stick with the green bubbles. I bite the bullet. Because I do a lot of work on my phone. I need my charger.
But the thing is, I always have like a million chargers around.
No, but that's not the question. The question is you can't find a charger the whole day.
Oh, fuck. So I got to die.
You can only charge your phone once a day, basically.
I mean, I don't know. Everybody's different at that point. It's like, yo, you come home, you can't find your charger. Maybe you know exactly who took it. Maybe it's just like a minor inconvenience where you got to go in somebody else.
So it's not completely gone. You just got to find it.
You just got to find
it. Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, fuck that. I mess it all day, nigga. All
right, now, you know what the thing I don't like about Android phones is that...
Everything?
But it's... All right, they're don't get me wrong. They're great phones and all. But the thing is, it's the picture quality...
Number one.
And the compatibility of their system, their operating system with social media is not compatible.
They have great cameras. They'll take great pictures. But once you send the pictures to either social media or somebody with an iPhone,
the quality of the...
gone.
That's
the thing I don't understand. Because like I said, the Android phones are great phones in general. Because in general, I do like how Android phones operate. Because I used to have an Android phone back in the day. And I like the fact that it's more like a computer.
I don't. Like, I think it's complicated for no reason. Like too complicated.
It is. Like I think like now it's more complicated.
It's unnecessarily complicated.
Years back, I had the freaking S2 when the S2 came out or whatever.
Yeah,
that shit was. I was able to like go on there and download shit straight from like websites and stuff. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is cool. But the thing is, I don't know why the drop off is so crazy with uploading pictures onto sites. Like it kind of like the quality of the picture, you know, goes down when you upload. So that's what I don't understand.
I know for Snapchat and stuff like that, I just heard this. where you can have like the most fire camera and all that stuff, but when you use apps like Snapchat or like Instagram posts, it doesn't go through your phone's camera.
Yeah,
it goes through the apps.
Yeah,
like filtration system of your camera. So that's why it lags. Which is shitty because
that's why I stopped using that shit. I just use my camera phone and then upload it from
and
there.
Then
no, but the thing is, but
even
but,
with iPhones, we're better at doing it than
yeah. That's the thing because when I'm looking at when I'm on Snapchat and I'm looking at you know people's Snap stories, like I know who has an iPhone and who has an Android. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like when I'm looking at like all the people who have the Androids, like it's lagging a lot.
Yeah.
Especially if you have an older Android.
Yeah. That's the thing.
1992 porn, bro.
Like, yo, for real. And like people be like people with Androids, like when they're on Snapchat and they, you know, they're singing along to songs and stuff. Like it's so behind. Yeah. And I'm like, why is that? Like, why hasn't like,
it's the codec. Like, the apps are made primarily for iPhone.
Yeah.
Cause that's like the majority of people have iPhone.
Yeah.
So the app you make it and they transfer it to Google and it's not the same language there.
Yo, that sucks for Android phones, man.
That's another thing. Like one of the main reasons I can never get an Android because like you're basically getting second tier programs on everything.
Yeah. So yeah, because like, they're all meant for you said for.
So like, why would I want that? Like the only like obviously the ones you get first tier are Google ones, and I only use the Google stuff for like business, like the Drive or the calendar. Like I only use that for that. Like,
For a very very long time, I did not know Google Drive was a thing.
Yeah,
and maybe
Google Drive is great.
I found out what Google Drive was about 2 years ago. Google Drive has been around for a minute.
Yeah.
But I found out what it was about 2 years ago when I started my new job, or like my job back when it was new to me. And a client sent me something through Google Drive. And I was like, oh, what the fuck is this? So I clicked it and it had me log it to my Google Drive. Yeah. Right. And for some reason, any nudes, videos, or whatever the fuck went straight to my Google Drive and it popped up on my work computer. And I was like, whoa!
God! He was trying to shut the computer off.
The whole computer froze. And then I remember just like shaking the fucking screen. Like an etch a sketch.
Christopher, what's that folder that says back page?
Nah, fam. There was like one video where it was just like the Grand Canyon.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Like, yeah, it was just just on display.
Busted wide open.
Bobby! Yeah,
and it was just like, ah! And it wouldn't turn off.
Yeah, it's funny. In times like those, the computer doesn't turn off. Like,
oh, I pulled whole fucking electrical strip like from the outlet, shut off everything in that fucking office. The whole
office is doom.
Yeah, everything turned off. And I was like, oh, shit, must have been a power surge.
Yeah, power surge called Homebody.
Yeah.
Homebody, homeboy, power surge.
Hurricane Homebody.
Hurricane.
Nah, but Google Drive is
amazing. I like that. But, yo, Google Drive is amazing.
Not for nothing, do you use Apple Files?
Nah, I never use Apple Files.
Well, I like it a lot. Just, I know you don't use your laptop for like regular nigga shit.
I can't. Yo, son, fam, like no lie, I bring this laptop with me every Sunday to the podcast, and it just sits open.
I feel like it's the only time he uses it.
Yeah, it's
nigga
just
use it as a coaster.
It's just a light that shines in my face as I wear my sunglasses indoors.
What I like about the Apple Files is that everything I do on my computer is just instantly on my phone. Like once I save this podcast, it's gonna be on my phone. I can just play it in the car.
I don't want that.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Well, because you nasty nigga, but
wait. So that means all the porn I watch is
gonna pop up right on your phone.
Oh yeah, if you set up your computer right, like everything you watch on like your Safari will just pop up on your phone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right where you left off too.
You're welcome, Chris.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, no lie. The password to my laptop is boobies92.
Shout out to them.
Boobies92.
Yeah. So if you want to steal my laptop and sign into my computer, the password is boobies92.
Yo.
And you think that by the time this comes out, I'm going to change it? I'm not.
There's so many people like, bet.
I don't got shit on my laptop. That's it. Like, this shit is so old. That shit is, my laptop is like.
He really doesn't.
Now when everybody sees Chris, they're going to check him for his laptop.
My laptop is like 7 years old.
What's it going to be? His pockets?
Yo.
Tapping his pockets for his laptop?
Yeah, nigga.
On that MacBook, nigga.
I updated my resume today. I fight fathers and slow walkers in the mall.
Hey. Oh, yo, slow walkers in the mall.
I hate it.
Slow walkers in Manhattan.
Yeah, it's like, yo, let's, like, Leo, let's pick the pace up.
Or get to the fucking side.
Or get, or move to the side.
Yo, today I had, like, a family of tourists just spread out.
Yo, fam, yo, isn't that the, why y'all niggas standing side by side?
Get to the fucking side walking 2 miles an hour.
Like, group up, niggas, send in, like, a row of, like, two or some shit like that.
Yo, you know,
snuff Jeremy out the way.
You know the other thing I hate when I'm walking.
Niggas form like a barricade.
And then, like, a nigga just stop. Like, people just stop.
Fam.
It's like, yo, if you're going to stop, move to the side and then stop.
That's what I always do.
The fucked up thing is, they stop. They stop. I don't. I keep walking. I don't stop. I keep walking the same pace.
No, nobody told him to stop.
No matter what. And it's just like, oh, you get it. Excuse me or do something. Like, those are the only two responses you get. That, like,
depending on the day of the week, baby.
Yeah, just spend.
He run through an old lady like, yo, do something.
Do something. Gretchen. No, I'll fuck you up.
Gee, what a Gretchen.
I gotta snatch your fucking walker right now, Gretchen.
Oh, shit.
He fucking with me.
Grab a tennis ball, throw it at her face.
Nigga, what's that? An Android? You got that, Gretchen? Stupid.
It's a singular.
Field goal kick that shit. But yo, nah. Slow walkers is annoying. Slow walkers are annoying. People, you know who else is annoying? When you're at a red light and then the shit turn green and a nigga behind you beep. Like, yo, bro.
Damn.
Yo, can the light just changed, bro. I'm not flooring it.
I always stop. Like,
when they do that, I go even slow. Yeah. I go slow.
Yeah.
Like
one time I reversed.
Just mirrors.
You reversed.
Do something.
Do something.
Like, yo, people on the road, man, they be acting crazy. Like, it's like, yo, where are you going, bro?
How much in a rush are you?
And the thing is, I love the ones where I see like people like they take off at the green light and then like
the red light.
They're at the red light.
You slowly creep up.
Yeah. I'm like, nigga, you did all that. Like, revved your engine.
For this.
All that. Floored it.
We're in, like, the same spot.
Yo, that shit. Yo, one of the best ones I ever saw was when I was going to, I forgot where I was going, but I was getting off on the Cross Island. There was a dude in a, he was like in a 2000 and, he was like in a 2001, like 5 series or something like that. Yo, when I say he cut, he was one of those like dipping in and out. But
that's something when I hate them niggas.
But like, the dangerous dipping out though. Like he's hitting like gaps that are mad small. And he's crossing to the left and then going to the right. He got off, like he flew through one of the exits and like he was gone. So then, you know, I got off at that same exit. I took my time, whatever. And, you know, I was heading to where I need to head to. Yo, tell me why. 10 minutes later, like, I already passed, like, maybe, like, 15 lights. Like, I got to one light. I seen a nigga in the car next to me. I was like, yo, in my head, I'm like, yo, you was doing all that extra shit, and I still ended up taking my time, end up in the same.
Drift King ass nigga.
Yo, I don't know, man. But people don't like, and I hate when I see
Midnight
people
Club
in, like,
ass nigga.
Yo, facts. Like, and you see people in there.
That was a fire game.
You see people in there, like, brand new 2019 Benzes and Beamers doing that shit. I'm like, yo, y'all niggas don't like your cars.
Hell no. Or your fucking life.
Like, or your life.
I've noticed that a lot of, like, my friends that I've talked to and stuff like that over, like, time. Just, like, ever since I started driving, even, like, family, cousins, friends, whatever. They were like, yo, I like driving with you because, like, you're just, like, laid back and cool. You don't, like speed and shit like that. And I'm like, yo, where the fuck am I going?
Yeah,
like, I'm chilling. And apparently, like, driving, like, erratically and, like, all those, like, racer dudes is, like, a turnoff for, like, a lot of women.
And guys think it's a turn-on.
That's the worst part. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I don't know where the disconnect was. I don't know who told them that.
I like cruising.
Yo, I never understood all that. Like, all that, like, riding the bumper shit. Like,
nah, I hate that shit with a passion.
That shit gives me anxiety, yeah. Yo. Like, yo, why? That's why, like, I don't like anyone driving me or shit like that. I probably let, like, four.
That's crazy. He let me drive him.
I did, and that was probably the mistake.
What you said?
Yeah, but I was in the back seat.
Yeah,
and I had Andrew,
and it was a big ass car.
I said, yeah, I could drive it loose because Lewis drives a fucking Buick. Ain't nothing running through a Buick. No. You can hit an 18 wheeler, and that 18 wheeler gonna start limping. That Buick built strong as fuck, yo. It's
American made, right there.
Yeah, like shit. That shit was fucking. That shit is Area 51. Buicks are just made out of, like, all the ships that the aliens came.
No. Yeah. That explains the shape of a Buick.
Oh, what?
Wow. Right.
I just think it's out here fucking looking at the shapes of Buicks.
Hey.
But anyway, yeah. I'm going to come back to the Android iPhone thing for a second.
Okay.
Because, like, I had a follow-up. And that's going to lead us into like our next topic was I noticed that like a lot of times Lewis, I feel like in our group is like the meme guy. Lewis will find like
I'm the gif guy.
Yeah, he'll find a good gif or a good meme for like any occasion, any like mood, to the point where it's like, are you making these? Like, how do you what?
I get bored sometimes.
Yeah, but I feel like you just find them. But yeah. Like you always find the right.
I keep
ones.
A good collection of memes.
Do you have like a separate album of memes in your phone? Like specific
I have gifs and memes.
Oh, separately?
Yeah.
You take the that's
he's
dope.
Good.
Like I,
but I only keep the gifs that I can't find on the search easily. Like I can't find them easily.
Do you use them in the chat?
Sometimes.
Oh, because I'm always curious. Because y'all, let me tell you something.
Oh, no, Jade.
Y'all know what, do it.
I have no idea what Jade's doing.
I will not allow y'all to do that today. No. Y'all niggas are nasty. I opened up my phone 3 times today, and I had to like, oh my God. I had to like throw it down. James found like a gif of like some niggas tongue juggling like 3 cherries.
What?
Like Chinese stress balls. And I'm like, what did you type in to find this? How is this applicable to this situation? Also, this is a really good gift.
It really
is. Yeah, it was really good.
It really is. You're welcome.
You're letting them too much in the group chat.
Because I know y'all niggas saved that gift.
I didn't.
No, I didn't. I swear to you, I didn't. It's like,
but there's going to be a moment where you need that gift, and you're going to be like, yo.
It's called the info?
Yeah.
Scroll all the way up, nigga. Done that in a couple cases.
Let me ask you something, James. What situation would you use that specific gift as? I can't send that gift to my girlfriend.
Chris, we didn't know the situation that was in.
Somebody said, whose birthday is it?
That's nobody's birthday.
Fucking somebody was going in the group chat talking about.
So here's what happened. So he said happy birthday, right?
No, and there was something before that.
Oh.
You gotta pull it up. This is the group chat section of the podcast.
Yo, so oh shit, nigga hula hooping is that a onion ring?
If it's someone like hula hooping an onion ring, that was me.
Oh, so here it is. Yo, that gift is crazy though. I can't even front.
Yo, fam.
That might be the cover.
So
yeah, screenshot that bitch.
So we was talking about oh, yeah, so it was you that started because you
I said that shit to Dwight.
Nigga, who's you?
No, me.
Because Lou was talking about booking me a DJ for my birthday. And then I told him, I'm about to book you for my birthday. Run your pockets. And then he sends the group chat a gif of Dwight raising his shirt and letting his pants drop.
From that scene where Michael asked him if he had a wire?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But whoever uploaded this gif, they made Dwight's underwear sparkle for some reason. And then Lewis said, happy birthday, nigga. And then I sent a gif of Patrick, like, sticking his tongue out. Patrick from SpongeBob. And then he said, yeah, James won. And then that's when I sent the gif that Chris is talking about.
Cherry juggler.
It's literally just a guy, like, it's from an anime. It has to be.
From
the way it's drawn.
No question.
Don't know which anime it is, but the dude is, like, tongue juggling like 2-3 cherries.
Wilding.
With the stem.
Mass saliva.
And then Chris said, fam, what is happening?
Because I opened
and then Marcel decided to chime in.
My boss was in my room. He was in my office and I opened it to just James sending me a gift of a nigga juggling 3 cherries with his tongue. And now my fucking 50-something-year-old Italian old-school boss is looking at me funny. But this is where we are now.
Yep.
Wait, wasn't he? Oh. He's Italian?
Shout out to Chris.
No, Jewish.
Oh, okay. There you go. I was like, wait a minute.
One of those. They're the same in my book. They're equally racist towards me. They're the same.
They still think his name is Jason.
Their clients that call me was like, hey, Jason. I'm like, who the fuck are you talking to? Like,
was there a Jason that worked there or something?
15 years ago.
Oh, my God.
15 years ago, my friend. Two artists ago. It was Jason.
Shout out to Jason.
But I think I digress a little bit.
Yeah, how do we get to the group chat?
I don't know. But
Apple's and iPhones.
But I wish people could see it. If they seen the group chat, we'd have to kill them. Yeah. So I can't see that group chat.
Whenever I show people, I'm like, yo, don't scroll past this.
I'm not even giving people my phone when the group chat is like ringing off.
Yo.
It's really everything, every aspect of aspect about my life is boring besides this fucking group chat.
Yo, that group chat is legendary.
Yeah.
I got to see how much space that's taking up on my phone, by the way.
I'm about to delete the whole
shit. I don't care. I'm going to let it build up.
I'll upgrade my phone before I delete it.
Fucking back up to iCloud, right? Okay, so would you rather, right? Would you rather have a shitty picture quality meme? You know, like when people throw like a filter on a meme, screenshot it, and they do it over and over again. It just looks like gritty and...
Yeah, it starts to turn yellow.
Kind of like, faded, yellow, black, whatever. That, or would you rather have a meme that has Android emojis in it?
Oh.
Ooh, I'll take the first one.
Yeah. Them Android emojis look weird.
See, this is how much we like collectively hate Androids.
We do, because...
And I really respect you guys for it. Like, you didn't budge.
Listen, man.
That was an easy topic. I thought I was going to get a little bit more pushback.
I mean, this is pro iPhone in here.
iPhone. That's a fact.
But I can't front with the way these phones is going. I don't know, man. I'll be thinking about the Galaxy.
Do you?
Yo, because you know how much problems I be having with my 10R, man? 10R is trash, bro.
But you got the 10R?
Yeah, that's like the
gotta get the XS.
That's the the thing is, I got this shit because it was the most affordable one out of all the X's. this is the 5C for the X.
What did you learn?
I learned that you got to spend
the 5C for the X. No, that's really what the XR is.
That's wild trigonometry, right?
Pythagorean theorem, fucking. Oh, it's just Pythagorean theorem.
High Pythagorean.
I think I'm high.
Yeah.
Pythagorean theorem.
You're trying to get Pythagorean high.
To find out the A squared to my B squared equals C squared.
Don't get the XR.
Don't.
If whoever doesn't, not you guys, but I'm just saying.
If you're listening, my wife has an SR. If you're not using your phone for much, SR is fine.
I'm using my phone for everything.
Yeah, exactly.
What does she use her phone for?
Texting and playing games.
That's fair.
Yeah. Like you said, but if you're using
like a business owner, you got to send emails and shit all
day. Like so, emails, check every single account, check this, check that. I pay bills on there.
My wife got one Instagram.
Yo, word. Speaking of Instagram,
shouts out to the new Instagram. Duck Jordan dot design. Is it Duck Jordan dot Duck Designer?
Duck the Designer.
Duck the Designer.
I feel away.
It's Duck the Designer. D-U-C-K Designer.
Hate this nigga. Took my whole gimmick over here.
You know, I felt so. Not bad about that.
Oh, not bad.
So, because, literally,
yo, I'm looking at it again. You know, I never realized that's what it said.
Nigga, what?
I DM'd him so quick.
Lewis DM'd me, 4 minutes after I did it. So, I took my old photography page that I didn't have any photographs of because I used my new camera, three, four times. And I never really, had anything of quality to put up that I wanted to, consistently put up. So, I was like, you know what? Let me turn this page into my graphic design page and showcase a lot of my work. Before, I used to be really hesitant and wary about the work that I put up because I didn't want anyone to steal it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, I have my website link and they could just steal it from there. And
there you go.
It's just kind of like a leap of faith kind of thing where
let's run this down the docket later. I do want to talk about stealing art later.
Okay, cool. Hopefully one of us remembers that.
Hopefully. Audience, remind us.
Next week. And by audience, Marcy, remind me. Where it's just you know what? I'm just going to put all the stuff out there and maybe this will help me showcase my stuff, bring in more work, whatever. So I changed it from duck shots, duck period shots to duck designer. That one was taken. So then I tried to do duck designs. That one was taken.
Mm-hmm.
Duck dot designs. That one was taken. Duck the designer?
Okay. Not taken.
Available. And I was like, I know one person. And I was like, you know what?
There's another designer for the
run. Yeah, there's another designer out there. And I was like, you know what? Worth it. And
Four minutes later, you get the DM.
Yeah, not even 4 minutes. As soon as I put it up, I had one image up. And that was the image I used for my avatar. And then Lewis was like, yo, put this on the docket. I want to talk about this. So I was like, all right, you got it. But the thing is, I went to the designer and designs and all this stuff. Those are actual, like, active graphic design pages.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, yo, how many ducks are there? And I'm like, I didn't know ducks were popping like that.
Where'd you get duck from?
Me, duck. I got duck from my aunt. My aunt that raised me. She used to call me Plucky Duck from Tiny Toon Adventures because there was, like, this one episode where Plucky kept clogging the toilet.
Yo. Like, yo, she couldn't have been any more like, on point.
Like me.
Wow.
Me growing up.
I'm not mad anymore.
I'm like, so glad. Because I always wondered the backstory on Duck. So, and I just never remembered to ask you. And I'm so happy I asked you.
She calls me Plucky. Like, yo. Or like Plucky Duck. So that was my nickname growing up because I would always clog her toilet. Because I have IBS. But back then, as a child, we didn't know that I had IBS.
I just thought you were a big shitter.
Yeah, I was just her nephew that would clog her toilet on the way to school.
She talked mad shit when you left the house, too.
No, she talked shit while I was in there.
Yo.
Hey, you better not be. Hey, you better flush, nigga. Hey. Like, it was a lot of that.
That's amazing. That's one of the most amazing backstories to any name.
I would clog it without fail, fam. Like, it was just, that's what I don't you know do. What it was.
That's what you do. You take, like, big shits.
It was always, like, the kind of shits that were, like, where it wouldn't just, like, the water would raise and tickle your butt cheeks. It was always that kind of, like, clog. Mm. But, like,
yo, the new toilets now, by the way, this is...
new toilets?
Anybody who's purchasing toilets out here...
What?
...for their crib, the new toilets have...
you can do that?
Yeah. Like, you know, just, the lever to flush?
Yeah.
So, basically, now... There's like a little skinny. There's like two. It's two levers on one.
Why am I so excited for this?
So you could. So the bottom one is actually green colored, and you press that down for when you pee, and then when you got a crap, you push both of them down. You
push the heavy duty one.
Cause what happened was the one for the pee, it like doesn't use as much water or whatever the case is, and the other one just sucks everything down.
That's what those two things mean.
That's what those two things mean.
I got a friend. All right. I had a friend.
Oh, boy. He clogged the toilet.
He stuffed a friend down the toilet.
Yo, fam, if you're just going to tell the ending of the story. Anyway.
Oh, we see it coming. Come on, Plucky. Tell your story.
I had a friend, right? I went to their house, and all they did was take a piss. But it was like, I didn't shit at their house, right? But, like, my nose was right. I had, like, a cold or something. Allergies, maybe. And they didn't have any toilet tissue. But they had like those.
I already know what
they had
going.
Like those hand napkin shits that
you're,
like,
not supposed to flush.
That you're not supposed to flush. But I'm ignorant. So I was just like, what the fuck is it? It's like, what's the worst? It's a little piece of tissue. It's a big flush hole.
One of those and one paper towel is equivalent in the toilet world to 1,000. Just so you know.
So. I like blew my nose with this scratchy ass like paper towel shit, and I threw it in the toilet because I was like, "All
right,
whatever."
Did they have a trash bin?
Maybe
they did. Like, that shit was right next to the toilet.
Like, look at me. You think I was thinking that far, that logically? No. I was just like, "All right, this pee." I thought I was being nice. I'm like, "Yo, this pee and this garbage. I'll just get rid of both at the same time."
Two birds with one stone.
Exactly. Right. I thought I was being generous, so I threw the shit in there. And then I looked at their toilet, and they had, like, a circle with two buttons. And one had, like, one drop on it, like a water drop. And the other side of the circle had two water drops on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I hit the one, like, water drop. So I'm like, oh, complex. I hit the one water drop button.
That's where he fucked up.
And then the water started rising. and then it didn't stop rising.
Oh, shit.
It just kept rising. But the thing about that was I never really saw, like, the tissue disappeared. The tissue just kept, like, kept fucking floating. Doing a circle throughout the toilet. So I was like, did this clog up? Was it already clogged? I don't know. But the toilet ended up overflowing. Oh. And my friend got mad at me. And I never went back over there again. And now we don't speak.
Yo, Chris is the only thing I know that clogged the toilet with a sneeze.
Wow.
Yo, fam. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Plucky Duck.
Lucky that sneeze dog. Delgado right there.
Sneeze.
Sneeze.
Delgado. Yes. If y'all niggas knew who Sleaze Delgado was, you would laugh at that. But that was like a real insider joke right there.
Shout out to Sleaze.
Shout out to Sleaze, man.
All right.
Or Gotti Vinci.
That's not a name.
It is now.
All right, so let's talk about something of a little bit of substance here.
Uh-huh.
I was hanging out with my friend the other day, and she's seeing a guy, or seeing like, well, yeah, she's seeing a guy that drives a Tesla.
Okay. Right?
And it's a very nice.
Which model?
I think Model 3.
Okay, the one so with the
the sedan one.
Yes, okay. Sedan. Okay. The sedan one, right?
Wait, Model 3 is the big body or the...
No, that's the Model X.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Model X is the SUV.
Okay, got you.
So she's dating someone.
Not a sedan.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, they're dating someone that has a lot nicer car than me, right? And I met this person, and it was very like shocking when I met this person, because when she said that, you know, I seen the stories and the snaps of her doing the, you know, the shit where it just drives on its own,
mm-hmm.
and then like the center console of the Tesla looks like it has like a fucking iPad just like attached to the shit with like a little map. Yeah. So I'm like, yo, this is dope. Oh, we see those stories. So I'm imagining that she's dating like this high tech guy or investment banker or just like somebody that does something like a lot smarter than what I do. And I'm hanging out at her house 2 weeks ago, and the dude comes by, and I'm like, this guy's a fucking twerp. Like, he's just like, fucking dweeb. So just something, all right, whatever. He could still be super smart, super successful, more successful than me. No beef there. And the next time that I see her, I say, yo, what's like old homeboy do where he drives a Tesla? And she's like, he works for Tesla. He's
okay.
He's a delivery boy. And I'm like,
oh, what? I didn't expect that one.
Pardon? So then she goes on to explain. So the thing with Tesla and Elon Musk is that the way she describes it is that he runs Tesla like a fucking frat house. That's the way she describes it.
Okay.
And by that, she means that nobody knows what they're doing. They just follow their leader. No questions asked. So one day, Tesla used to have stores. Like, I remember going to, like, Roosevelt Field Mall or, like, Queen Center Mall, and they used to have, like, a Tesla.
Every time I walk in, they're like, mad questions.
Yeah, they would have, like, they would have a store, and it would just be one model of a Tesla in that store, and then just, like, two people walking around
giving you a whole bunch of leather.
Yeah, bunch of, like, leather samples on the wall and shit like that. And they'll have people explain to you what that is. So one day, Elon woke up, and he sent out a mass email saying that we're no longer selling Teslas in stores. They're no longer sales stores. They're no longer a sales team. Shut that shit down.
Bam.
And with that, thousands of people lost their job through an email from Elon Musk. Right?
Before he even had his coffee, nigga.
Before the nigga even... He just woke up one day and just decided.
Yo, he didn't even do his morning jerk-off yet.
Wow.
The morning jerk-off may be more important than the night jerk-off. I want to talk about that later. Okay. All right?
I think
all right. We got to talk about that and stolen art. Remember that. Okay, cool. New docket. Right after this. So, she said... She had told me that where he comes in now is that what someone does when you want to buy a Tesla is that you call a certain number, you call Tesla, whoever the fuck, and you tell them what they want. I guess they give you information over the phone, and they build it for you, and they'll deliver it to you. And he's in charge of the people who deliver those Teslas to you. Sometimes they take a month. Sometimes it takes 2 months. Sometimes they'll have clients that'll call and be like, hey, it's been 3 months since I ordered my Tesla. What happened? And he would be, being the manager, he would be the person in charge.
Oh, so he's the manager of the delivery people.
Right.
Okay.
So any, which kind of like also, I guess, from my understanding, doubles as customer service.
Yeah.
Because he'd have people who calls him and says, hey, how do you do this? How do you do that? This isn't working. This is not working. Where's my Tesla? So he would have people that called him and would be like, hey, it's been 3 months since I ordered my Tesla. What's going on? And he would have to be the bearer of bad news saying that, hey, I'm so sorry, but we don't sell that model anymore.
Yo.
I know that you paid, but we don't do that anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine the fury. You know what? I'll give you even one better. She told me a story that one time that Elon Musk had the Tesla. I think it was the Roadster, she said, where it was like $200,000-something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had a bunch of people buy these cars, $200,000-something, and then there was like some Tesla summit, and he went up and he made a speech, and he was saying, and he revealed, he was like, hey, here's the Model 3. I'd like to thank everyone who bought a Tesla Roadster. this new car is a lot cheaper and it runs a lot better than the one that you guys just bought. Thank you. Yep. Without you, we that. Wouldn't. That was the thing?
Yeah.
She told me that, and I was like, that's not real.
Oh, my God.
Not that, that happened.
And no one fucked him up for that?
And that new Roadster looks fire.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? Where he's just like, hey, thanks. If it wasn't for all you guys overpaying for the like this cheap shit,
we wouldn't be able to do this.
I wouldn't have been able to make a cheaper, better fucking car. How is this guy still breathing?
Because he's Elon.
He's Elon.
How what's
he's,
his?
He's a Tony Stark of our generation.
Yeah.
Basically.
Without the Stark.
Without the Stark.
Without the Stark.
I'm pretty sure he's building himself an Iron Man suit.
Yeah, he is.
I'm pretty sure.
Unless he has one already.
You think you could fuck that Iron Man suit, but you think you could fuck up Elon Musk in an Iron Man suit?
No.
I feel like I could take him.
I don't know. In an Iron Man suit.
Give me.
He can make a flame of an affordable flamethrower.
All right, give me a bag full of hammers. I feel like I could take out that fucking...
What are you going to do with a bag full of hammers?
Throw it at him, nigga.
He's going to melt that shit.
Nigga has an Iron Man suit.
You obviously have not seen me throw hammers before.
Nope. Can't say that at
all. Like fucking boomerangs, nigga.
And we're going to be right behind you, Chris. Like, yo, it didn't work, did it?
It
didn't work, did it?
That's when I just move out the way and let the fucking laser zap whoever's standing behind me.
Poor Lewis.
That's when Marcel comes out. You know what, Elon? Fuck you.
Bitch ass nigga. Oh man. But yeah, I thought that was like the wildest thing ever.
Yo.
To have someone who has like that much gall to just be, I guess, that authentic, that straight up with you. But I like in the back of my mind, I still kind of want a Tesla one day just to say I have a Tesla. But like knowing that this person like holds the fate of like my shit.
I don't think they're going to be around for a while. For a long time, I mean.
Oh, you think they're going to die like Blockbuster?
Yeah. And I think another better company that makes electric cars is going to come around.
I think what's going
to
happen...
Because they did that to... what was the one that the company that they took... Like, they knocked out.
Oh, Fisker Karma.
Fisker Karmas.
Oh, they knocked out.
They knocked... The Texas came and then nobody...
Fiskers don't exist anymore?
Not really. Like, you can still buy one, but what happened was they went out of business because the company that made the batteries for Fisker went out of business.
Yeah.
So
what kind of like double A?
Duracell ain't made that one.
Yo, imagine you just pull up like 64 double A batteries for your 64. Fisker.
And you know the thing is, yo,
all from Dollar Tree.
The thing
all
is, from Dollar Tree, the thing 1,000%. Is about Fisker was that Fisker was fire.
I actually didn't like the design of them.
I like the design. I thought like at that time when they dropped that one, that was the best looking electric car that ever came out.
At that point.
And it was the dude who that was designed by one of the designers of, I think he had worked with BMW, and then he branched off and created his own car, which was the Fisker Karma.
I remember two references of Fisker. One was Childish Gambino, and I believe it was his song Sweatpants off Because of the Internet or Crawl. It might have been Sweatpants.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned that.
Fiskers don't make noise.
Fiskers don't make noise when you start it up, though. Mm-hmm. And then and then it proceeded to make noise. And then the other one was Mac Miller, RIP, when he had a show on MTV.
Oh, and it broke down.
They gave him a free Fisker, and it broke down in like the middle of the highway or shit like that.
But damn it, Fisker. Fisker took a lot of L's.
Those are the only two references of Fisker that
I've Fisker was like, I think, 100K or something like that.
That's not bad.
And then Tesla came around, and I think now, like that whole thing with the whole software up there, like they're making cars, like they'll make a fleet of cars, people order them, and then they'll just make the same car but better.
Yeah,
it's like if you get an iPhone. It's like if iPhones cost $30,000 and they keep coming out every 6 months.
It's the iPhone of cars.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, okay. Have you ever driven a Tesla?
No.
No.
Yo, that's one of.
I still owe Sally Mae money. You think that bitch would let me get anywhere near a Tesla?
Yo, I've driven a Tesla before. That shit is fire. Zero. It's like, yo, as soon as, because the thing is, the key, if you look at the key is shaped like a
penis.
A penis.
See, Elon Musk penis.
a penis that's shaped like a toy car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So then as soon as you get in, that's when the shit starts.
So you're just walking around with a Hot Wheels on your key.
Yo, it's a. You know who else has a key like that? The Panamera, the Porsche Panamera.
Yeah.
The key, it looks like the key is like a fucking car, and then you plug it into the shit. This is high tech.
I'm 6'3". I can't fit in a Porsche Panamera.
You can.
I can't fit in
a Panamera. You can.
You can.
What's it called? A
Panamera. Panamera.
Porsche.
A Panera bread.
Panera bread.
Yeah. Porsche Panera bread. That would be Chris's dealership.
A Porsche. You pick two. Let me get the tuna salad sandwich.
Porsche. You pick two. Yo, I'm done.
And let me get the bacon mac and cheese.
Well, yo, them like with the. It's funny because with the Tesla key. When you press the hood on the key, the hood opens, and when you press it's interesting.
I just feel like it's gonna be a company because like I said, Elon Musk is running it like a frat house. So like, I feel like there's gonna be a company that's gonna come out with better technology and
more
stable.
Oh, they're working on that right now. Whoever it is like on his heels right now.
I think what's gonna happen is that when Tesla goes under, he's just gonna end up or Tesla's gonna go. Well, like,
Elon Musk is not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere. We're just talking about Tesla. That's I'm just talking thing. About like the car portion yeah, of it.
A lot
like,
of money.
Like he'll just like be careless and like let the Formula go away, and then like Corolla, all these other people are gonna pick up. Like it's kind of like what Blue Chew did with Viagra when the patent with Viagra like went off. They just like took the formula, remixed it a little bit, and was like, "Yo, this is Blue Chew. Makes your dick hard.
Mm-hmm.
Do it."
So we'll show you Blue Chew.
What?
They did.
Yeah, they did. It's all over the place now. But I think that's what's going to happen with Tesla. Like, they're going to, like, lose their patent or, like, some shit. Like, information about their car is going to get out when Elon just stops fucking caring and moves on to, like, the next bigger battery.
All the other companies just catch up.
And that too, they'll just catch up.
Yo, I can't front. The car game is crazy right now because everybody's elevated.
That BMW i8 is, like, pretty. Isn't that all electric?
Yeah.
And that's a pretty sick car.
I want that i8 even though I can't fit in it.
You could fit.
Nah, you could fit.
You're not that tall, nigga. You're tall, but you're not.
I've sat in it. I can't fit in it. I've gone in these cars. I went to the car show last year. Okay. I've gone in these cars. I can't fit in it.
Yo, can we get a car big enough for Chris, please?
Just a little car.
Give him a Buick.
Yeah, word. I'm gonna have to get it. That's why.
Yo, wait till you see the 2020 Buick.
Yeah, I saw the Buick. I got like the new model. Like, damn.
Don't worry, we're gonna get you one soon, Lou.
So I gotta bring
one in a Buick. Come on,
I gotta bring my car back. My car is a lease. I gotta bring that shit back next year, 2020. But like, is it possible? I don't know. I'm not that much of an adult. This is my first time leasing a car. Can you bring your car back early to lease to just like upgrade the shit?
Hopefully, you can.
Yeah, you probably can. They're probably gonna charge you for it.
All right, so y'all niggas are saying probably, so I'm asking the wrong two people. I need a definite answer.
I don't
see why you can't.
They will. No. You can bring it back early, but they're going to charge you.
Yeah,
they're
going to
definitely.
They got to do the payments.
Yeah. So they'll probably charge you like a little bit extra.
It's dumb. Because it's like, yo, I'm bringing you this car back. I'm bringing you this car back in better condition.
They're like, that's not what we asked you.
It's the agreement.
It's not what they asked for.
Yo, if they met me, I'm like, yo, I'm bringing you this car back in better condition than I'm going to bring it back like 6 months
from now. Yo, have you met me?
Yeah, like.
Bustelo going to look at him like, yeah, Papa, but you still got to.
Fuck it. It's crazy because when I went to go pick up the car, Andrew was with me.
Yo, you gotta look at your agreement. Your agreement says it.
Yeah. He don't know what his agreement is.
He ain't read none of that paperwork.
What? It's like terms and conditions. Sure. Whatever.
That shit probably said, yo, you're going to have to lick my balls. And he just signed
facts.
It. Facts.
I was like, yo, that sounds like future Chris's problem. Ain't got nothing to do with me.
Future Chris sitting on his couch constantly.
Nigga, give me the keys.
You know what car actually pisses me off? Oh, like fleet of cars? Aston Martin. Because, like, Aston Martins are super fire from the outside, but the interiors are trash.
Yeah, the insides are built like they was made in, like, the 70s.
Why are people not fixing? Like, every car interior has, like, gotten better. But, like, Aston Martin still looks like they're from the
90s. You know why? I think that's, like, the closest you get to, like, that 007, like, spy car where they just, like, want it, like, classical or shit like that. Where it's just, like, catch up.
Yeah, I came from the Rolls-Royce interior.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Even the Porsche interiors are nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I would like an Aston Martin with like a Porsche interior.
Yeah.
Rolls Royces are ugly.
No, they're not.
Nah.
Not the Wraith. The Phantom is ugly.
You know what it is? I love how all of them look.
They're both
the Phantom
rectangular and ugly.
I love that rectangular shit.
Phantom's not aging well.
They look like sneaker boxes.
You don't think the Phantom's aging well?
But they look
the
like
Ghost, the Ghost looks a lot better.
They look like Skechers sneaker boxes. No. Skechers outside. They're ugly.
That's one I want right there. That's the
from the outside? Nah, man.
And they got holograms on the windshield and shit.
Right now I'll take a Maybach right now.
I take all of them.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, like, if I had my, like, if somebody was giving it to me, I'm not going to turn it down. But, like, if I had to choose, like, if I had the money to comfortably choose, I'm
not picking. I think right now.
Got to pull up in a Wraith.
Like I drive like Chris. Like, I don't go crazy. Like, I cruise. Like, I'll probably do, like, a.
Like a hot air balloon. Imagine pulling up to Dunkirk in a hot air balloon, son. That's fire. Wow. That's a flex. And you just come down to, like, on a fucking rope.
That's not a flex. That's an accident. What is that?
I mean, one or the other.
I'll do a.
Nigga, fall like repair man.
I'll do a Bentley Continental.
Okay.
A Bentley Continental?
A Bentley.
Oh,
is that a belly?
The fuck is a Bentley Continental, you freak? You nasty.
That's like when he goes to a hotel and gets the continental breakfast and he stuffs himself too much.
Someone just eats it off his belly.
Look at the picture y'all painted me. No, but I'll do that right now. I'll do the Bentley Continental right now.
Yo,
It's a nice luxury car. You get to just cruise in.
I do the Wraith.
The Wraith is my second option. Which they're basically the same car, kind of.
Yeah. They were actually they were based off of each other.
Yeah.
Because the basically, like, when they first came out, the Bentley was supposed to be the sporty one, and then the Rolls Royce was the was supposed to be the luxury. Mm-hmm. And then after a certain time, like, it started to, Rolls Royce was like, yo, we could do both. Yeah. And then they ended up, so that's what they basically started as the same thing.
Yeah. Ugly.
Man, you don't like Bentleys? You gotta look at YouTube videos, nigga.
There's, like, one that I like that, like, looks like a little bit like a dinosaur, but not really. But I don't know which dinosaur.
You're talking about
the Mosaic?
But yeah, that's what he's talking about. White. Yeah, I don't know.
You're talking about the
Mosaic. You talking about the one? Because 50 got. You ever seen the one 50 got?
The rose gold one.
Yeah. Was that the one you're talking about?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yo, 50's Bentley is. 50 got one of the best Bentleys in the game.
Shout out to 50.
That Bentley is amazing.
I drove by him when he was, like, I think it was, like, Memorial Day. He was, like, by his, like, whoever crib and shit like that. And I was, like, going to pick up Marcy, and I drove by the house and shit like that, and I saw that Bentley there. I never wanted to get out that neighborhood, like, faster.
Why?
Because I just feel like with my luck, when I drive by, that's when whoever hates 50 is going to decide to come for that nigga. And I'm just going to get caught in the crosshairs.
They ain't coming for 50.
And I don't want
Chris
that.
Chris is going to live through the many men intro.
Yo, word.
Bah.
What the fuck?
Why are they all going through me?
Jesus. I see something. Pull up.
I'm just trying to get my
just trying to get my girlfriend.
They ain't going. Trust me. They ain't going after 5th.
I don't know, man. Everybody comes for somebody. 50. One day.
That's what she said.
Trust me, if they ain't come for him in 2004, 2005, they ain't coming for him now.
I feel like everybody says that.
They ain't coming for him
I feel
now.
Like that's what that one friend says in the movie, and then it just comes.
See, the thing about 50 is 50's hood pass is international. It is.
Yeah.
He's the only one in the game with the international hood pass.
Only one?
One of the few.
I feel like Jay got a pass.
Yeah, but see, Jay
don't leave the house. He don't go out.
But when you really look at Jay, like, but Jay's crew is solid. But like, Jay's past is not like 50's past, where like niggas shot 50 that many times and all that. I mean, you know, Jay-Z probably still, but 50 had one of those more aggressive careers where it was like niggas didn't really want to bump into him.
Yeah,
you know, because they know like. 50 wants all the smoke.
He marketed himself as like someone you don't want to fuck with.
Yeah.
So you, so you think there's no other rappers that get like an international hood pass?
There's a
Nas?
Few, but
no,
I
Nas.
Nas's hood pass is there.
But I feel like people would try to test Nas.
Young people would try to test Nas.
Yeah, not knowing that he has a vintage Queens hood pass.
I feel like 50, the reason 50, even though he doesn't make music and all that stuff, he still has projects. He's still relevant on social media. He still has like power and shit like that, where people, where fuck niggas of all ages are aware of the fuckwittableness of Curtis Jackson.
You don't want that. Like I feel like, you know what? There's a few people like Ghostface hood pass is there.
He's solid, but there's still people that's going to test him.
That's true.
He has no problem. The Locks, all of them. All three of them.
All three of y'all.
They're the ones you don't want to test.
Who else? The Baby. The Baby's got... He's new?
The Baby's...
But his hood pass is starting to.
The baby's baby 50.
The baby's baby 50. Yeah. Yo, facts. It's like, you know, it's like.
He's 25 cents.
Yo. Yeah. That's crazy. That's hilarious. Nah, he really is.
Man. I always find it funny when people are like scared to go to like other hoods. Because like, yeah, it's like a neighborhood you don't know. But it's like, once you know how to move in like different hoods. Like, you just got to be aware of your surroundings at that point.
Yeah, that's
nigga,
that's
I'm afraid to go through my neighborhood now. Like, these niggas is fucking...
No, but you know how to move in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like...
I just drive up to the kitchen and I climb through the window. I don't
You know what the thing is? The thing is about, like, moving through neighborhoods, like, for people, like, yo, when you act like a target, you become a target.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people act like they go over there and they act like a target. Or, like, they get either you look scared or you're too loud.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Just fucking be normal, nigga.
When you walking around. Yeah, when
I don't know how. Just doing a robot.
It's funny because when you think about it, it's like big dogs. Like, if you're scared, the dog's going to fucking attack you. But if you're just walking around, like.
I always find this funny because, like, whenever, like, niggas from Jersey come to New York with me, that's how they act.
Scared. Like a target?
Yeah, it was like nigga, just act normal, nigga. Act like you were.
Act like you were in Jersey. Yeah, like,
before we get into the tunnel, nigga.
That's funny. That's actually funny. He's totally right. Yeah. What were the two things that I said bring up after this?
Oh, stealing art and the morning jerk off. I think we should go do with the morning jerk off first. That's important. We can't pass up on the morning nut.
That's right, Lou. Say it with your chest.
Yeah, I said it with my dick.
I'm going to start hitting the group chat like past 10 o'clock. Like I feel like that's going to be my new thing. Just to be safe for me. So the morning jerk off versus the jerk off you do to go to sleep. The nightly tug.
The night tug.
The night tug versus the morning jerk. Right,
which one's more important?
Which one is more important?
We gotta ask Lou that because like
a debate.
Lou had posted
Wait, what?
don't tell Lou what he posted.
Lou had posted.
Oh, I know he's home. What asshole?
No, tell him, Lou. Tell him.
No, you gotta tell him. You don't wanna DM me.
What?
Because Lou had posted IG story of like, I guess he had just, I don't know what he finished doing. Finished
jogging. And I think I fucked up my leg.
He finished jogging. And he fucked up his leg, and he was just like, what he said, the good kind of sweat.
I said healthy sweat.
Healthy sweat.
That's what that was. And the nigga was just like,
what did you read?
Yeah. I didn't know what that meant. I'm like,
nigga read Heath Sweat.
Heath Sweat.
So I DM'd him. DM'd him. Wow. That's a new way to say DM'd. I DM'd him. What did I say to you?
Said after you get done with that good porn.
Yo, that's what it looked like. That's what it looked like. It didn't look like he went for no jog.
I'm never posting a sweaty picture again.
Thank you.
Yeah, he was jogging his cack.
Running laps, nigga.
Running laps around that deck.
But I think what's more important? I think the morning one is more important.
I think so, too.
I think the morning one sets the
tone. It's like coffee.
Tone. It's like...
Yeah, it calms you down for the rest of the day.
It's the quicker picker-upper.
Wow.
Oh, no, that's Swiffer.
That's Swiffer.
That's bouncy.
Ooh. Oh, that is bouncy. Wait, that's bouncy. You said bouncy?
Whenever you want.
We just fucked everything up just now.
No, we just fucked everything in the morning. That's turned the morning jerk off.
And when I say morning nut, it could also just be morning sex also. Okay. Then I always have to be jerking off.
Nah, it does. It's like, bitch, don't breathe in my face. 7 a.m. in the morning. The fuck?
Breath hot.
Yeah, breath hot. You turn around. Put your face in that pillow. What the fuck is wrong with you? Breathing in my face.
Don't stink the pillow up.
Yeah, fuck, I start crying. Just think I'm an emotion. I'm like, nah, bitch, your breath just hot.
Yeah.
But okay, I'm glad we got that out the way.
Have you ever like what is like one situation where it was like you just had to stop having sex? Like what happened?
Leg cramp.
Yeah, I've had that.
Nah, I fucked through the leg cramps before.
Yeah, but you're like you just stretch it out.
You get stuck.
Keep going.
Nope. I just start having like a seizure on the bed. Like,
that wasn't the leg cramp, buddy.
That was a blood clot.
Whatever it was, I made it through. I ain't stopped. I'm a trooper. One stop. Oh, one time I was having relations with this woman. and the episode of Street Sharks ended because it was on Netflix, and this was in Xbox 360 days. So this is when on Netflix you have to physically hit next. So yeah, I stopped to hit next on the episode of Street Sharks.
Oh, nice!
Because so stopped sex completely.
I mean,
no, ball piece was no, still.
I'm talking about like shit that's just gonna like it just ends the session.
Oh, I mean, I did that, and then like started it, and just like, and all right, cool. I'm gonna see. I mean, not immediately. I was like, I want to see the buildup of the episode.
Why are you watching Street Sharks during sex? That should have been my first question.
It was on Netflix, man. And just, I was like, okay. Yo, I didn't know how long this was going to be.
Is that like the father of Baby Shark?
This is the nigga's Netflix and chill over here. No, yo,
this was like 2012.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, yo, I haven't seen Street Sharks since like 96, oh, 97 shit. Or some shit like that. So I was like, yo, let me check it out.
So, mid-stroke.
Mid-stroke. And mid-stroke. I was like, I mean, I was a very different, stupid.
Chris kid. Would.
I was like 19. 18,
if,
19.
If anybody now. Would.
If anybody would, it's Chris.
It's Street Sharks.
Yeah, I don't watch Street Sharks.
We'll show you Street Sharks.
No, what? No, I don't want you to.
Jaws.
I don't even like watching comedies during sex. Because I get it too into them.
Comedies?
Yeah, two into them.
Niggas start laughing.
You start laughing mid-stroke. Yo, she got to hit you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Other than that, what's the stop? I mean, I've gotten ahead inside an elevator before. I had to stop because the door was open.
Did you? Oh. What floor? Where y'all coming from? Like,
We were in like the back of like this Macy's. And it was like this elevator that was like in the cut, kind of. And we just kept riding it up and down. And then
did.
Yeah, and then we were just like fooling around and stuff like that, and then like after we left we realized it was like, oh shit, that elevator had a camera.
Oh,
but that made
that security guard was very pleased. Yeah.
But also probably going to jail because I was
he
like
saw, he saw the whole home.
Oh, he was like 16.
I was like 16, 17 at the time.
Oh,
that security guard saw the whole homebody home.
Yeah. He did. Yeah,
but that Macy's isn't.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. That footage is somewhere in the world right now.
1,000%.
Somewhere.
It's on the black web.
Yeah. It's on the black web.
Whatever the fuck it's
and
called.
And you know what that guy did?
It's on
that,
the beige web.
The dude that was the security
name
guard
of the episode.
What he did was he saw it one day and he was like, oh shit, he didn't tell nobody. And then when he got home, what year was that?
About 2008.
Okay, so he went home and he got like his Canon PowerShot digital camera.
This nigga know the model.
And what he did was he went back to work. He ain't tell nobody. He locked the door and he recorded that shit on his camera. He brought it back
you know
to that
how
day.
Nasty that footage is.
I guarantee that's what he did. Because I know it was an old fart. It was a creep.
That's blurry. Definitely. On blurry. And, so, and he still got his rocks
and
on.
That constitutes as child pornography because yeah. You said you were 16 at that time. So
and she was probably like
he's 15. Probably locked. He's probably locked
no,
up
she
by
was
now.
Like, she was older than me. Yeah,
he's probably locked up. Yeah. Like, you know.
Any girl that I've dated has always been older than me other than my current girlfriend. My current girlfriend is 24.
Marcy broke records.
Shit. Yeah, that's about it.
She cut from a different cloth.
She's cut from a different cloth. Wait, Chris, how old are you again?
I always hated that saying.
27.
27?
Yeah, it's like...
What cloth are we talking about, nigga?
Yeah, it's nigga the fuck cloth. Nigga,
is it like tougher cloths than others? Like,
yeah, nigga, it's polyester, first of all.
Or is it Egyptian cloth? Egyptian cloth is like...
The high thread count.
Yeah, that's that shit Jesus used to wear. That's what French Montana said. So
alright, so we getting all our Jesus facts from French Montana? Is that what you're just telling me?
He said, what was that song? What was the song?
I don't
Chinks?
Know.
I should have been a.
Oh,
he was like at the beginning. He was like,
damn,
what type of cloth? Egyptian fabric or something like that. So, shit that Jesus used to wear.
So we're getting our Jesus information, our religious info.
From
Bronx rapper.
Yes,
that was shot in the head.
Yes, I am.
At one point in life,
very credible.
Fair.
Very credible.
Very credible.
I'm running with it.
Listen, he ain't getting mentioned by not having the facts.
Sure. I've found maybe like a week or two ago, I saw this thing on Instagram is testing right now in like fucking countries like New Zealand,
Canada,
and like Canada, and a bunch of other places I never heard of before. that they're testing this new version of Instagram where the likes aren't apparent. Like you don't, you just don't see them.
Wow.
They're just there, and they feel like it'll help with, I guess, like the scope or perception of Instagram fame, Insta fame, and just like, I guess, kind of like restore people's confidence within themselves and like create, I guess, a more even playing field. Mm-hmm. Which is weird because they're the ones who fucking, I guess, like disrupted it in the first place.
But it's not, they're not justify their actions, I guess.
I guess, yeah, kind of justify or just
it wasn't like,
they
created a platform, but the Instagram hoes just appeared.
Yeah, I mean, they knew where they knew the hoes were there. They were just right there on MySpace.
Yeah, but they didn't know. Do you think Instagram knew that it was going to get like this?
Yeah.
I don't know if they did.
Pictures. All Instagram is you put up a picture, you show that you appreciate this picture, and then you can comment on said picture.
No, but what I mean by that is like, yeah, I know that they knew there were celebrities and like there's going to be like hot celebrities on Instagram, obviously, but they've literally created careers just off people using the platform.
Fair. Okay. Yeah. Kind of like, you mean like kind of like what Vine
like
did?
Like what's that? The chick with the workout chick, that the first one with the big booty that wasn't really that big. She lives in New York and shit.
Yeah. What's her name? Stephanie Santiago.
No. It's a white chick. People who like were so obsessed with her butt.
Jessica?
Oh, fuck. Well, whatever. Like people like that, like just Instagram models that literally just pop up on Instagram like 1 year and like they've just made a career of it. Like I don't think Instagram saw that coming.
Oh, you know what? To your point, I feel like they probably didn't because remember when they first really popped off, that's when Mark Zuckerberg offered the creator like this amount. He sold it.
Yeah,
he probably thought smart that was move. And he probably thought that was the peak also. So he was like, "Screw it, I'll just take that." I think he gave him like wasn't like three billion cash or something.
Yeah.
It was like something like that. I'd have done it too though. Can't even lie in cash.
Yeah.
So maybe he didn't think it was. It's crazy because I didn't think it would get that big either. You know.
I remember, I think, playing around with Instagram in, like, 2012, and it was all just, like, square photos.
Yeah.
And every single picture had to have a filter on it.
Mm-hmm.
There was no such thing as, like, no filter.
Yo, facts. Like, what do you? It was like, what are you doing?
And
the filters were trash back then.
And the filters were trash, but we thought it was hot, though. Yeah.
And back then, Facebook and Twitter were still popping. Yeah. So it was just, like, nothing really to brag about.
It was just like something extra on your phone. I think
when DMs became a thing is when it started taking off and shit like
yeah.
that. Which is like really weird.
Jen Seltzer. That's her name.
Got you. I know exactly. I think she does like yoga or some shit like that. Yeah. Jen Seltzer. But now they want to get rid of like likes and stuff like that. And I'm here for it.
That's
like,
a good test.
Like me, I would turn my likes off.
Me too.
I don't really care for likes. Like, I literally just use Instagram for promotion stuff. Like, I don't care if you like me or not.
The fucked up thing about that is especially, at least I think, with people like us, like creatives and shit like that, other people, like, we could value our art and we can know that this is dope and we can know that this works and we know that's better out there. But if, like, 7 people like it, then to others like scrolling by or looking, like, I feel like it diminishes the quality
like, to them, people.
Even though they don't know better.
Yeah.
Or they like they're just looking at the likes and they just like go over it.
They need to see 1,000, 2,000.
They need to see there needs to be something like specific. That's the whole thing like that I have with like my like the Homebody like brand and shit like that. I know a lot of the stuff that I do is better than like Thug Ave and like fucking Fashion Nova bullshit or stuff that I go in and I'll even see an H&M. Forever too. And like I know my stuff is better than that. I know my stuff works better than stuff like that. But because it doesn't have that like initial explosion, because I'm not someone of importance already, just like wearing it and rocking and promoting it, then it kind of just like goes under like this radar of just like, oh, why should I? Just stuff like that. Even though like I feel like my concepts and like my designs are a lot cleaner and better than a good amount of stuff that's out there. Like I feel like I could be doing better. And I feel like the likes and stuff like that are a reflection of that. I don't know how to fucking change that other than like remove it. And then I feel like that's when I would make like my own Homebody like Instagram page where I could just use it. That's when to me it's strictly like an advertisement thing where it's just like, hey, this is the thing that I have.
Yeah, and you're not judging it off of comments and likes.
You're exactly.
Yeah, like now when people go on, they just see product.
They just see product.
I
just
and like, oh shit, I like that. It's fire.
I never looked, I never thought of it that way, but I never really cared about likes. Like my likes aren't that good, but like when I look at like my engagement, that only I can see. Obviously, my engagement is great. It's been like the best it's ever been, like ever. It's like amazing, but it's like my likes aren't there. So it's like I get what you're saying, but it's like I don't care about likes. So I guess when it takes away likes.
Yeah, me either. That's what I'm saying. Because I was like, I'm like you. Like, I have the business page. I have the engagement. Yeah. I just don't have the likes to reflect that engagement. So it's just a bunch of people looking, which I have no problem with.
At all.
I have no problem with that at all.
Hate it or love it, as long as you're looking.
Yeah, as long as you're looking, I'm okay with it. But I think what takes me, I think what deters a lot of people is them seeing that number there for whatever.
Because, yeah, like you said, if people scrolling by and they see, oh, homebody, whatever, and they see... They see 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 10,000 likes on it. They're like, oh, shit, let me buy this shit now.
Exactly. Not even that. Like, even with, like, my selfies and stuff like that, I could post two exact same selfies on two different days just wearing something different. And one would average, like, 56 or some shit like that. And the other one would average, like, 20-something. It's just like, I don't – what did I do? I don't get the disparity in the likes. Like, with my shit, I would – I'm the type of person, like – I am one of those people who will put something up, and if it doesn't do a certain amount of likes in like 2 hours or like an hour or whatever, I may delete it just because then it starts to look in like the post before the likes are so far apart or like from what I normally do. It just looks weird. And it's just like makes me feel weird or just like makes me feel a certain way. And I hate that I feel that because it's just like, why? I shouldn't have this app make me feel like that. But I know how other people's brains work and stuff like that. So it's just like a little fucked up. So I was just like, all right, yeah, whatever. And I'll throw it away. But like without that likes thing there, I'm going to thrive. I'm going to be a bad bitch. I'm going to let you know that.
Yo, like I said, when I had my old Instagram that got deleted, like that shit I used to average like at least 500 likes on pictures. Like I had pictures with 1,000. I had like anything I was posting was like, and that was like during that same time of 2012 where you were talking about like everything had to have whatever on it.
You slut.
I know, like, yo, and it's just crazy because people was hitting me up like, oh my gosh, can I get a shout out? People was hitting me up like, yo, please, can you shout me out? Yo, like, that's all I need in life.
Media, it's like,
shut up.
Just because like we follow each other, we're not friends.
That's the thing, and that's why.
Come, like you could DM me. Fine, cool. Don't DM me like we're friends.
Yo, and that's what everybody. Yo, people was commenting on my shit because it was booming. It was like, yo, I love what you're doing out here and whatever. I'm like, the fuck am I doing out here? Yeah. But everybody was, and then like when there was a point where like for some reason that's what was happening. Like I was, and then there was one point where it just dropped.
Yeah.
When it dropped, everybody disappeared. I was like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with everybody? Like,
it's cloud chasing, man.
I'm like,
they want to just stick onto whatever's hot. It's fucking crazy.
I think that shit is, and it's crazy because I think the whole like, and that's definitely not what they meant when they created it, but the like and comment culture has become very toxic.
The comment culture, no. I don't think the comments, because the comments are like, except for the annoying bots that you get from time to time, like, comments is cool, but the likes is like where like society took a dip on.
I mean, but people do, but when you look at like the posts that are getting like 20,000 comments, I'm just talking about like the negativity and the trolling.
But that's everywhere.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
That was before social media. That was like in forums.
Yeah, that's true.
That's always going to be
true. There. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
But like right. People need the likes. They need it.
Like the likes, I think, is what really like diminished society as like us being like self-conscious of everything now.
But it's just so whack. Like you said, like I could have the same product, but just because it doesn't have likes, now it's bad.
It's bad, yeah. The comments, I don't have too much trouble worrying about. I was like, the most outlandish comments I think that I have are from like James. Like I'm not even like,
it's pretty outlandish.
It's really James. It's just James. And it's just like, I like it.
Like, gets me like upset is like people on Twitter where it's like they'll tweet something and then somebody else popular or retweeted with like a comment on top, and that one will get like more repost and comment,
the original.
And then that original person will post underneath that one and be like, oh, you stole my post and took and got all the comments. Like, nigga, everybody's still seeing your shit.
Yeah, like, what the fuck are you complaining about? Suck my balls, you fucking dweeb.
Or they'll be like, since y'all are here, check out my mixtape.
Since you're here, check out my taint. No, I'm not doing none of that shit. You fucking dick.
I love leaving outlandish comments on Chris's.
I know you do, you motherfucker.
I look forward to them.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, anytime, like, a girl or whatever, like, comments or whatever like that on my posts, I just leave it there. I don't do anything. I even said, like, in the past, even before I was in a relationship, anytime, like, a girl left, like, hard eye emojis or, like, certain, like, emojis just, like, on a picture, I would delete it. Because it made me feel weird. Because I was like, oh, now I feel like to other people, it looks like we're something that we're not. Because you're a complete stranger. I don't know you. So yeah. I just, like, straight up delete it. It's just, like, creepy to me.
Hey, you know, it's funny. It's funny because I love the way Chris operates. Because usually it's the opposite. Dudes will leave on the ones with the heart. Like, they want to rack them up. Chris is like, nah, I'm fucking good.
Yeah, you could go.
And I completely understand his reason more than.
I promise you could go through any picture anytime. You're not going to find one. Unless it's from, like, my girlfriend and shit like that.
Yeah. Because
if I delete hers, I ain't going to get no cheeks. But, like, like, I want her to leave hers. Yeah. Like, that makes sense to me.
Yo, it's funny because I be wanting to comment on. I got to do it one of these. Comment on one of her comments on your.
Yes. Do it. It gives me something to do at work. But I was like, the funny part is James will leave, like, a super outlandish comment. Like, it would be a bunch of girls that would, like, write something and I would just ignore it. And then it would be James. And that's the one that I like and, like, respond to.
Yep.
Listen.
So they'd be like, yo, what's good with this nigga?
Yo, there was one time where it was like, I just started doing, like, this thing where it was like, I wanted to, like, drive my engagement, so I started commenting on, like, other people's pages.
I'm trying to do that now, yo.
That, like, other people's pages that have nothing to do with, like, James wouldn't even follow them. He don't know nothing about them. And then he would comment under my comment. I'm like, how the fuck did James find my comment?
Yo, I missed doing that. I haven't done that in a minute.
He did that shit for like a week straight. I was like, what the fuck?
Wait till tomorrow.
Yo, because it would then be some random person. Like he said, I'm not following them. I've never seen their page. And
the comment has nothing to do with James.
And I just happened to see Lou's comment. I'm like, oh, nah, I gotta, yo, that should be there mad
was, well, I was like, somebody put like an artwork. I said, yo, that's some dope artwork. And James goes, I'll show you dope artwork. And
I'm like, James, you gotta get out of here. I swear to God, you gotta leave.
Everyone, no, what does the person who posted it, whose picture it is, what are they thinking?
That person's just completely caught. They're just like, I just want to show my art.
Also, when James comments on Ann's commenters, hilarious.
You know, I haven't done that in a while, but I gotta get back on it. I've been slacking, man.
Hey, man, album coming. You better get back,
I'm getting into rare form.
Yeah, you gotta start.
I'm stretching. In the IG gym. The IG gym is that new Toronto facility that Drake created, so that's where I'm at.
I feel like that's not it, but okay.
All right. Or Dunkirk.
Yeah, there we go. One.
Oh, man.
Excuse me. One thing that I feel like, I don't know why, but I have just like this inkling that once that Instagram gets rid of likes or gives you the option to get rid of likes, that content theft will go up. I feel like. I don't know. It's not, like, directly correlated to anything. At least I don't think so. Because if you screenshot something now, you could just, like, crop out the likes or crop out, like, the post, like, how you want it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel like once likes are gone.
It's really easy to steal stuff now.
Yeah, it's super easy. I got mad the other day because there was, like, this one person who I saw that liked a post of mine. And I go to my notifications and I'm scrolling down. And his avatar was a piece that I did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just like it was like Naruto's head with like homebody across the headband, and I was like, what, this nigga just took my fucking like avatar? But then I was like, I can't really get mad because all I did to do that piece was Google Naruto head outline and then like Photoshop like my logo onto his headband and color it in. Like, it, like, I technically stole, but he stole a finished piece. It's like, with like when taking someone else's art and using it, it's such a weird thing. I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah,
necessarily.
I always get flattered. Like when somebody steals like either my art or my quotes on like my Instagram.
Yeah,
I get flattered.
Yeah, like I have no problem if someone takes like a meme or some shit like that. Then I'm like, I don't give a fuck, nigga. Even if I made the meme or if like I like put up on my story a tweet that I had tweeted or quote. quote, if you will.
Yeah.
That I don't care if they like screenshot that or like share that onto their profile, and I don't give a fuck about that kind of credit. I don't care. But like with like these designs and stuff like that, I feel like I have a little bit more invested. Like,
oh, that's a big fact.
Whether or not, if it's I'm doing like a design based off a IP that's like protected or like licensed or whatever, and I don't have the right to do it, like, yo fam, I still came up with that from my brain, and I don't want any of you to get any ounce of attention from that because I'm the one that did it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it's weird, like, even though it's not mine, it's mine kind of
yeah
thing.
Not for you, but it was like it's still somebody liked your art enough to steal it, in my opinion.
I just don't want them to get like important off of it.
They're not, because here's the thing about like, they can steal your art, but they can't steal your work ethic or like your actual work.
So it's like, all right, recreate that shit.
Exactly. Like,
do it again.
You pump out designs.
Yeah. Bless.
They can't keep pumping out that same design. All they can do is just keep stealing from you. So it's like, at the end of the day, like, as popular as he's getting, you're gonna stay at that same level, and right. And he's just gonna get exposed at the end.
Oh, we just jump him.
Yeah, I was about to say. I was like, yo,
are we gonna do the homebody way?
I was like, yo, does this shit end in violence?
Homebody invasion.
Homebody invasion.
Wow.
Shouts out to the movie.
That
Lewis is now thinking if that's the title of this episode.
Homebody invasion can either be like a really cool like space porno, or it could just be like a real like
space porno.
I don't know how we got there.
Homebody invasion in like space invasion.
Okay, I see what you're doing.
Homebody invasion, the aliens invade your homes and your butt
and your body.
Oh, which is part of
you just
butt.
Went straight to the butt.
Yeah,
just
yeah. Went. I mean, yes, why not? If you were alien, what was the first thing you go into?
I would
the butt. Does that
damn.
I mean, it depends how my anatomy is to begin with. But like, what if we go to another planet? And it's like,
so you, Lewis, right now, if you go to another planet, yeah. Or if you were like,
and like, there's people that look like us, but they're blue, right?
Okay.
And like, there's this banging ass chick, and I go to bang her, but
turns out
that her vagina is her belly button.
Ooh.
Like, I wouldn't know that. So maybe an alien would just go for your belly button, thinking that's like, how do you
maybe
fuck you?
All I got from that story is that Lewis interested in fucking belly buttons.
Yes, he is.
And with that being said, I feel like we can get the fuck out of here. this was episode 63.
Three.
That's not how that echo goes, but all right, okay. I'll take it. It was still a pretty good echo, no matter
what. Thank you.
An Honorable Mention podcast. As always, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @DuckJordan_. And now you can find my graphic design page at @Duck_TheDesigner.
Period.
Say it right, nigga.
Period.
D-U-C-K, the best way to spell Duck the Designer.
That's not going to be a thing. I promise you I'm not doing that.
You put this on yourself, Chris.
Yo, I hate that I had to resort. Whoever owns Duck Designs, I'm coming for you, nigga.
That's right.
I swear on everything I love, I'm going to find you. And he's a designer too, but like, and it's pretty cool stuff, but the shit's
not. It's designer man in a panic.
Wow.
That's just not, it's not me, man. I don't want it. But you can also go to homebodymerch.com.
Facts, yo.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I can't front. I'm working on doing the, just trying to pay off a couple more bills, and I'm doing the full homebody closet rebrand
coming
soon. Chris gonna get a wild order soon.
Okay.
As long as you're wearing clothes when that order comes in, that's all I ask for. Don't. I don't want to see like. I don't want to get like a Cash App like deposit, and then I go to my text and it says attach one image. I don't, like, if it's like one after the, if those two things are too close together,
he'll show you homebody. No,
homebody invasion.
I'll show you homebody invasion.
Well, could a good people find you, James?
We're officially syndicated in 185 states.
That's right, nigga.
What?
You heard him.
All right, I did.
Hey, I said what I said.
You did?
Yeah, they can find me on Instagram at @just_James, but James is spelled JVMES.
The best way to spell James.
The is best spelled is James, J-V, yeah. What Lou said.
What he said.
Yeah.
I think.
And Lou?
You can always find me at Lewis the Designer. That's LUIS, the best way to spell Lewis the Designer. That's Instagram and Twitter.
Ooh.
There you go. And for the good brother Drum Fu, you can go to drum_food. That's FU on Instagram and Twitter. Mm-hmm. Banner in the Rafters video out now.
Out now.
Yeah. Yeah. Follow capital OD.
Like it.
Mad he, graphics.
Subscribe it.
Mad angles. Graphics. Yeah.
People playing basketball. Follow him.
That's right.
All that good shit.
Download it. Stream yeah. it.
I don't know what their new album is called. I don't know if we asked that on the last thing, but that shit coming soon. I heard some of that shit.
Yeah.
And
yo,
I get to hear none of that shit. Now I'm mad.
It's good pen driving music. I'll say that. For me, it's good pen driving music.
Antoinette's album's coming soon.
Uh-oh. Antoinette's album's coming
soon. It's getting mixed.
Is there a date?
Not yet. It's getting okay. mixed.
It's getting mixed with
I'll
that.
I'll mix you.
I heard some of that album too. I like it. I haven't been in any heartbreak or turmoil and all that stuff, but I feel like.
Or a bad bitch.
Or.
There's bad bitch music in there.
Chris is a bad bitch. Don't let him fool you.
I am indeed a bad bitch. I haven't heard the bad bitch song yet. The thing about that is when I'm around, I hear all the sad shit. Yeah.
Chris is usually around for the same three songs.
Yeah, so. But those three songs, they sounded good as shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to you. They sound good as shit. But yeah, so that's coming soon. And with that, I guess we'll check y'all next week. Episode 64. You whore.
Yo, we're counting down for that 69th episode.
That's not a thing.
It's a thing. And that's the freaky episode.
I'm taking my headphones off now. I'll see you next week. Goodbye for
cute of Alvina's music.